This weekend, the 23rd annual Florida Film Fest begins at the Anzian. Amid the comedies and animated shorts and food films, there's a standout social justice doc called 15 to Life, Kenneth's Story, that takes aim at how the criminal justice system handles kids. The U.S. is the only nation in the world that sentences children to life in prison without parole, the movie tells us, as it launches into the story of Kenneth Young, a Tampa man serving a life sentence without parole for being an accomplice in armed robbery when he was 15 years old. In 2010, when the Supreme Court said that it was not legal to sentence children to life without parole if they hadn't killed anyone, Young and his lawyers from the Florida State University Public Interest Law Center took his case to court in hope of reducing his sentence. During the movie, which admittedly can be a little predictable at times, we learn that Young is a model prisoner, that he earned his GED behind bars, and that even a jail warden and one of his crime victims feels he deserves a lighter sentence. But some of the more subtle things we learn in the movie make more poignant points. For instance, the rehabilitative programs for prisoners who are serving life without parole aren't really encouraged, since the prisoners will never be reintegrated with society again. 15 to Life is not revolutionary. You've probably heard similar stories before. But it does a good job illuminating how tough-on-crime systems we have in play are sometimes absurdly harsh and inhumane. Nobody questions Kenneth Young's guilt, nor do they sugarcoat the seriousness of his crimes. But the movie effectively questions whether it's simply cruel to throw away lives.